Yemanovi started Megillus Eicha Yashva Bodod Ha'ir. Eicha has many titsen. The simple explanation of the words Eicha Yashva Bodod Ha'ir means to say, Eicha, how is it possible, Yashva Bodod Ha'ir, that there should be a Chubin Beis HaMikdash, and there should still be Yashva, it should still be an ear, it should still have Yeshiva, it should still have Menucha, and there should still exist an ear, it shouldn't fall apart. If the Chubin HaMikdash, and if the Bnei Shalom left Yishalayim Eir HaKedesh, Yemanovi thought that what will happen to Yishalayim, Yishalayim wouldn't exist anymore. There wouldn't be an ear, and there wouldn't be a yeshiva in the ear anymore. There wouldn't be any way to have somebody be there anymore. And he asked a question, Eicha, how is it possible that Yashva to sit b'menucha when it's bodod, when it's alone without the Ribbono Shel Olam, and her ear, and there still exists a city, how can it exist? In our day and time, Erev Tisha B'Av Tavshi and Samech Vav, we ask a same question, and we ask a very simple question of every one of ourselves. We ask of ourselves a simple question, Eicha, how do we go about our normal lives? How do we continue to exist normally? How do we go about the Tanuge HaElam Hazeh normally? How is it possible? How is it possible that we go about normally? When on Ches B'Av, on Zayin B'Av, yesterday, Zayin B'Av, there were 3 18-year-old Bacharim, all Yehudim Yireim V'Shleimim, all belonging to Nachal HaCharedi, all coming from Hamish houses, all three were killed yesterday in Mulchama. In Mulchama, there's nothing less and nothing else to call it except a Mulchama. And where are we going about our lives? The most we do is say 3 Kapitlech Telem twice or 3 times a day, 5 minutes a day. Maybe we listen to the radio to know the news. But what do we do? What do we change ourselves? Eicha, how is it possible? How is it possible that we sit with Menucha in such an Eis Tzara? How is it possible that on today's day when it fell 200 plus Tatsims and Katushes on Acheinu B'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and we sit B'menucha, and we plan vacations, we plan to have a no from this world, and what happens? They sent today a missile that was able to go over 100 kilometers. Do you know what that means, to where missiles can come, Rahman al-Islam? We are not allowed to say it out of our mouths, to where missiles can reach, and to where they can come, Rahman al-Islam. And we still live a normal life. We still go about life in the most normal fashion that can be. Eicha, how is that possible? How can a Yid be like that? We come to his fish above to sit on Churban, to have Avelus, the olive base of Avelus. The olive base of Avelus is to have an argosha, to be mishtatef b'tzarei shel chaveiroi. How can a person be misabel? How can a person cry on a tzara? How can a person let down a tear on a tzara? When a person cannot be margish another person's tzar. When a person cannot be margish the tzar of another person. How can we sit and cry over Chob Ma'amigdash and be margish the tzar of Klal Yisrael? Be margish the tzar of the Shechina HaKdesha? Be margish what Chob means if we are lacking such a basic, not in basic midah of Klal Yisrael, to be able to be mishtatef b'tzaran shel Yisrael, and a little bit give away from ourselves, give away from our lives. There is no reason whatsoever that someone has to come and be ma'ayir us, that there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people the first time. Let us think a minute. We're going to say Psukim in Eicha. Golsa Yehuda Me'oini. They went into Golus. Klal Yisrael went into Golus. When is the last time that we can remember in our history that Klal Yisrael went into Golus? Rachmana Litzlon, in the years of Tavshin to Tavshin Hey, Klal Yisrael went into Golus. People were uprooted from their places of living and went through such Rachmana Litzlon, such terrible times and such terrible tortures. And now, 60-something years later, there are over 100,000 people in Golus, out without a roof over their heads, living in such conditions, living in conditions that they have to go out of a school in Bnei Brak and knock on a neighbor's door and ask them, do me a favor and let me use your bathtub Erev Shabbos to wash my children because I don't have any sanitary conditions in the school that I'm sleeping in. What does it mean? Golus! Simple Golus of Achainu Bnei Yisrael. And we sit here in Golus, in the chesed of Golus of America, and we don't even feel what it means, the tzar of Achenu Bnei Yisrael. We don't even begin to feel the tzar. We don't even begin to be mishtatef with the tzar. But we don't lie there. I have to go very far to be ma'ir, to be mishtatef with tzar and show Yisrael. I have a different question, Eicha, a question on myself. I have a question on the walls of this Beis Medrash, the four walls of this Beis Medrash. Eicha, how are you not shedding tears if we are standing here Chodesh Av and we can go through the Chadoshim from Tishrei to Av, and how many tragedies befell these walls of this Beis Medrash? Do we have to refresh our memory? Is our memory taking such a weak memory not to be able to remember that a person who sits here Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatai and Davin's here and comes in Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatai B'Shalashudis, and what kind of tragedy befell him in this neighborhood? What kind of tragedy befell a Shalekidech Atevedik, a tragedy when a young child was killed in such a terrible fashion? Did we remember? Do we remember what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells us? Do we remember when a young Vaibel was nifter Teich Shana from her Chasna, a daughter of a Mespol here in Beis Medrash? That's not next door. It's here by us, now we're all four walls. In our all four walls, there are Rachmanim, it's love. So many Chaylim. If we would only be able to stand there and start talking. The tzaras are so big. The tzaras are so big. It's hard even to imagine such kind of tzaras, Rachmana Litzlan. And we sit here and we don't remember that we are in Golus. We don't remember why are we suffering. Why are we suffering so much? If we would only have a Beis HaMikdash, if we would only be in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in the Shechina HaKadosh amongst us, there wouldn't be no Misa, there wouldn't be no Chayim, there wouldn't be no Tzaris Rachman al-Islam. The only reason we suffer so much is only because we're in Golus. It's only because Golsa Yehuda Me'ayni. It's only because we're in Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev U'Mitzape. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says the Chazal, is Yoshev U'Mitzape to when Yidnu do Tshuva, and they'll be able to send the Geula Shleima any second, any minute. Hayayim im B'Kayle Tishmau. I heard from a God of Israel. He said, Hayoim im Bikayle Tishmau. The Pasuk Hayoim is already Mikuyim. The Hayoim is already here. The Hayoim exists already. All that we need is im Bikayle Tishmau. All we need is that we should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should hear the Kail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleading to us. Such a nice Tzara, wake up! come to me back, change your ways, take yourself and habit yourself up back to me, come closer to me, I want to have the gula ready, it's time for the gula, higia eis, it's time the gula has come, the time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chofetz b'gulatzchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the gula shleima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and he sends to us, kaile, kaileis, kaileis mishunais, to tell us, come! And those kailos we hear day in and day out. Kailos of Tzareis, Rachmana Litzlan. Kailos of a Molchama Tveda, that Klal Yisrael, that Yisrael, thousands upon thousands upon thousands, live in a daily pachat. And with this all, we cannot stand here and not remember the Chesed Nifla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that asked me, a young man, who is not from, who believes still that there is still something to Medina Yisrael, and asked me why isn't the army zeiche to the nisim that they were zeiche to in other Muhammad's. And I wasn't going to answer him on his question because I don't know anybody that still believes in such a mitzias as Tzahal, and somebody believes still that there is such a koyach as Medina Yisrael and doesn't realize that everything is biyad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Rechmana Litzlan, terrorists, and are terrorizing Eretz Yisrael. What does that show us? But what does it mean we weren't zeiche to nisim? Rachmana Litzlan, how could we be makhish the open nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us? 200 kasims, 200 katushas, where have they fallen? Where have they fallen? There's been one fatality too much today. One yid was killed today, it's one too much. But what are the chasadim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of the 150, 160 that fell on empty land? That we realize how much chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us, how much nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, I want to do nisim with you. I have a merit kahava to Klal Yisrael. In the biggest Eis Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us simonim of ahava, simonim of kirva, simonim of iskalvis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yechmanu Islam, that we don't see what they want, they should see what our Seinim Yimach Shemam would want to happen, they cannot make happen. And Hey of the Yotzach and Heilige Arizal, that fell a katusha meters away from the caver of the Ariya Kaddish. What does that HaKadosh Baruch Hu show us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us openly, HaChab Amud Kahava to Klal Yisrael. But you have to realize there is Tzara, they're falling very close to you. The Koil is here, but we have to have in the Koilai Tishmo. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Chazal wa megala us, and Chazal told it to us, and Svarim HaKadoshim tell us simple terms, very simple terms, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Eicha yashva bodad ha'ir hoysa kalmona. How Eicha yashva bodad ha'ir rabos yom hoysa. It says in Rishonim, Eicha Yashva Bada De'ir Rabasi Am Hoysa is Rosh Tevis Eva Ra'a. There's Eva, there's Sina, but it's not only Sina. It's Eva Ra, it's a bad Sina. There's an Eva Ra in Klal Yisrael. The Chazal tell us the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev because of Sinas Chinam. The Svasemes writes in Parshas Vayeshev, and so too writes the Rebbe the Beis Yisrael, the Chusei Yogna Leinu, Adayin Sina Zu Merakeid Beineinu. It's still dancing in front of us. It's still dancing amongst us. Sinas Chinam. What does Sinas Chinam mean? Sinas Chinam means all the terutzim that we have, L'shem Shamayim. All the terutzim that we have, that we talk, that we think, that we are preparing machlekis L'shem Shamayim, that we are doing things L'shem Shamayim. Since Sheker V'chazov, the whole Sina is Chinam min HaMitzvahis, that doesn't have any L'shem Shamayim to it. It's only Sina. It has nothing to it. It has nothing with it. There is nothing to have for it. It's pure Sina. It's Chinam. It's empty from everything else. There is so much Sina. It says in the Gemara, Ahu Gavra, there was this person, the Baal, the Vavei, his Baal Machlekes. The Gemara tells us, Akamtza Uba Kamtza Chorev Yishalayim. The Gemara uses an interesting lashon. The Gemara tells us, Rechime Ubar Devove. He had a person that he liked and a person that he hated. And the Gemara uses first the lashon Rechime and then says who it was, and then Bar Devove and then it says who it was. It shouldn't say that way. It should say, Kamtza was Rechime, and our Kamtza was Devove. It says, Ahu Gavra, he had a Devove, and it happened to be by Kamtza. You know what the Gemara is telling us? That the people in times of Churban, just like the people today, we have to have somebody that we hate. We just have to find the person to let out our hate on. We are so full of kinna. We are so full of kinna of others. We have so much not ayin teva to other people. We don't forgive everybody else. Why is it that we make whatever anybody else has, we all have to have? Because we have no koyach to have an ayin teva, that somebody should have something better than me, something different than me, something more than me. Why do we have to change every other year what we do and how we live and what we buy? Because someone else has it. What's wrong that someone else has it? Because I cannot have an ayin teva on somebody else. So the Gemara tells us, he had nothing wrong with Bar Kamtza. There was nothing dear in Bar Kamtza to hate. He had to have a Bal Devove. He was somebody that he had to have a fight with somebody. It happens to be that he found Bar Devove was Bar Kamtza, because it was Sinas Chinam. There was no reason for the sinner. There was no reason to have the sinner. There was no terrence for the sinner. It was only out of kinna, out of sinner, out of Midas Rosh Rachmana Litzlam. And what is our Aveda? We stand here, Tisha B'Av, we stand here, we're going to say Eicha, we're going to say Kinois Achub Mamigdash. There is nothing more to ask a question on us, to ask a question on us. What Ribbono Shel Olam going to ask us? You're saying Eicha, you're saying Kinois, you're crying Achub Mamigdash. Think a minute. Think a minute if you are not part of Chod Mamigdash. Think a minute if you don't have a Bal Devove. Think a minute, who is your Netia to not to be Fagin somebody, not to have an Ayin Tevet to somebody, not to have a good eye on somebody, not to have kin on somebody, not to have to have a Bal Devove. Let us, before we go say Eicha, let us do tshuva. There is so much to remind us that we have to do tshuva. Rachmana Litzlam, the hospitals are full of children, bachrim, girls, all youngsters that are Rachmana Litzlam, fighting the worst of the worst machlis that there are in the world. How many young light, how many young women are sick, how many people die suddenly? Only yesterday on East 19th Street, four blocks away, a 40-year-old person died, a younger man, Kibin Rega, he never was sick, and he died a minute to a minute, he had a massive heart attack. Isn't that not Shalaki Derech HaTeva? Is that not to wake us up? There's so much around to wake us up. There's so much around to make us cry. But before we cry, before we are awoken to Chob Mamigdash, we have to awake to the Sibos of Chob Mamigdash, to be able to change our ways, to be able to live differently, to live with a Ahavas Yisrael, to live about worrying about another Yid. The tzar of another Yid should bother me. The pain of another Yid should cause me pain. The Ahava of a Yid should be a true Ahava Zeh L'Zeh, and to get rid of the midos migunos that we have out of being in Golus so many years. We are shikaires meloy miyoyin. We became shikir from Golus, and we learned from the goyim to have not good midos rachmana litzlam. We talk have a good teretz. The Golus ruined us. The Golus made us what we are, but we still have bchira. We still can become better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants we should become better. We finish Eicha. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, the Rebbeinu Shem should return us to him, and then v'nashuva, and then we will do tshuva. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to see this iris that we have on Tisha B'Av, the Ratzon that he has to become better. better. Ay, we can't come better. That's because we are between goyim. We become so mushpa from what's all around us that it's hard for us. So Ashiveinu Hashem Eilecha, we end off Eicha. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will take us away from all the ashpas around us, and you will see v'nashuva, and we will prove it tonight by being mekabel on ourselves to better our ways. At least now that we're bekoisle b'smedrish, when now that we are in such a matzav of esayirus, we will be mekabel on ourselves to do our utmost to rid ourselves of kina, to rid ourselves of the midah of ayin ra, to be kind of the midah of ayin teva, to rid ourselves of sinus chinam, to be kind of the midah of ahavas chinam, and from that the Rebbeinu Shem will help. If we will be nisayirah by miris eicha, we will be nisayirah by kinos, we will remember the call that the Rebbeinu Shalom is calling us, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will return to us and will be goyalos b'mheira b'yameinu.